It's been a minute. It's been a minute. Just being back up here, it's always like the first time, you know. We do this for the glory of God. We do this so that whatever he gives us, he uses a vessel to give to you guys, but it's always, always something for ourselves as well. So I'm just thanking God first and foremost to be here, to see all you guys here today, and to, you know, give what he has given me. So I have an interesting but worthwhile spin on giving your all to God. I've come to encourage you today that whatever you're going through, God has you in his hands. Trial and tribulation will be taken care of as well. Now, that's all easier said than done, especially if you find yourself spinning in the same situation and it seems endless. That's when you have to get serious with yourself and admit your own faults and what you have to change. Our God sees all, hears all, and knows us better than we know ourselves. He also gives us the free will to do whatever we want. But at some point, you get tired. You get weighed down. The world comes at you at all types of angles. You start using worldly vices, smoking, drinking, excessive eating, doing too much. And it only provides a momentary release, but nothing has really changed. So you demand a drastic change, and you cry out to God for it. The Lord hears you, and he's willing and able, but you have to let him. You have to let him. Now, the name of the sermon is To Cocoon a Christian. Like I said, it's interesting. So what does that mean? You first and foremost have to give your life to the Lord through his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. The Lord wants to give you the best because you deserve the best. But he is not going to force anything on you or give you anything that you aren't prepared for. When you get serious about any change in your life and you give it to the Lord and rely on his promises, believing with unwavering faith that he will do what he said he would do, then he will create a way of escape, i.e., build your cocoon to get you through. Psalms 46:1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 55:22 says, cast your burden upon the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. Now, let's discuss the process of a cocoon from a scientific standpoint. Short version is, a caterpillar stops eating, hangs upside down from its twig or leaf, and spins itself into a silky cocoon or molts into a shining chrysalis within a protective casing. The caterpillar radically transforms its body, eventually emerging as a butterfly or moth. All right, so in relation to us, sometimes we're like caterpillars in certain situations and phases in our lives, just slowly moving along on autopilot, absorbing everything the world has given us, becoming numb to what we know isn't helping us. We have to stop and sometimes address the elephant in the room. We have to stop feeding off this world and seek the Lord, for we are in this world, but we are not of it. We have to let him surround his grace, love, and mercy around us, holding us tight in his arms. I mean, like tight, like a hug from Miss Louise tight, tight in his arms. Psalms 18:1-2 says, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. So you have to cocoon yourself in the Lord. Allow him to radically transform you into the person that you can stand and look at day in and day out. You got to stand on his will. When I say stand, I mean you got to stand on his will and truly begin to let go of those things that hinder you. You got to reset your mind. You got to think a little different. See that glass as half full instead of half empty. Now, while God is working on you, the world itself is still in motion and Satan himself is hard at work. Tests and trials will occur to defeat you and remind you of what you were, trying to keep you down and out. But God is the difference this time. He has the final say-so on your life and is fighting a battle for you. Now, Psalms 145:13 says, your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. So we're living, this is a marathon, not a sprint. The more of God you receive in your life, the more the enemy is going to try to fight to discourage you. But in the end, we will all win. So as I stated earlier, Once the caterpillar comes out of the cocoon, it is now a butterfly or moth. So now in our case, we're going to focus on the butterfly. We're going to emerge beautiful and renewed and captivating to all we encounter. Isaiah 43:19 says, "Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert." So we're that new thing that God is creating for everyone to see. We will have a testimony for someone needs to hear it. The believers will rejoice with us knowing that what God has done for us. Non-believers will see the difference in us as far as God's light shining through us, saying it's something different about you. You look a little happier. You got a glow about you. That's God's light. So, in closing, stuff is going to happen in this life that can get the best of you. When you find yourself spinning in neutral, stop and be honest with yourself about what you need to change. Then truly allow God to work a magnificent change in your life. Cocoon yourself in Him and let go of what hinders you. Keep your mind stayed on Him as you go through using meditation, praying, and giving Him praise throughout the entire thing. Once you get through, rejoice that you made it. Be that butterfly that people need to see as a result of God's works in you. This is near and dear to me because it's been a year and a half since I've actually been up here. And in that year and a half, I've been through a lot. And through it all, I kept my mind stayed on God, but I really wasn't that focused. My focus was all over the place but God. But I prayed out to Him, I cried out to Him, and you got to be careful what you pray for, folks, because you'll get it, but the way you get it, you'll make sure that when you get it that you try your best not to unconsciously do the same thing again. But I love this church. I love you guys. You three. What can I say? We got offense, we got defense, and we got special teams. I love you guys. I know you guys have been praying for me. You know, with my job, it entails me to always be on the go. But I know you guys have always been praying. I know you guys, you know, always been thinking about me because I've definitely been thinking about you guys, all of you guys. It was great to see Ms. Robin praise dance today. It's just a wonderful day, and I'm thankful to Anshi because I told Anshi 2 months ago, I said, I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to get back up there. And she said, all right. And when I said that, God had to clear out space and make a way for me in my own personal life. He had to change some things that I wanted Him to change, but the process of how it went was tough. But it was necessary because in order for me to be up here to do this, I can't just be anything. I have to be of Him. And I just thank Him because throughout the process, He showed me that, you know, He's always been here. He's going to be here. He's not going anywhere. And I just truly, truly thank Him for that. And like I said, I love you guys, love you all, and I'm done.